בשוס ראשי ישיבה, מרונם ורבונם ורבויסי. It's a tremendous chus in a COVID to stand here in this mokum kodesh, the mokum sha'omdu avoisai, to be able to give over a shir from the Zayde Zichroim Levroche, he wrote in, it should bring a nachas ruach, when the Shmosai begins in Meroimim, it should be the Le'ilu Nishmas, Rav David ben Rav Ezra Zichroim Levroche. But Bekamed Av Samach Vov, is the sugi of yish is koine by gzeile. We know that loch is by aveide when the bailam is meyayish, and the moitze afterwards picks it up. The moitze is koine by yish. The yish takes it out of the bailam's reshus, and the moitze aveide could be koine. By aveide, the gemara is mesupik if yish is koine by aveide by gzeile. By gzeile, the gemara is mesupik. Do we say that gzeile is just like aveide? And yish is koine, or gzeila is not doimet aveide, because gzeila is be isura osel yode, aveide is be teira osel yode, yish is koine, gzeila is be isura osel yode, yish is not koine. There's a famous shaila in the Gedolei Achronim. The shaila is negeya first by yish of aveide, and then lechoritz negeya by yish to gzeila. Is yish the same inyan as hefke? Just like when a person is mafkir a chayfitz, the chayfitz leaves his rishos totally, and now the chayfitz has no bailim, and somebody who comes along could be zoiche. Is that what yish does to the chayfitz? It's pocket the bailim's rishos, and now doesn't belong to anybody. Or yish is not moitzi from the bailim's rishos, it still belongs to the bailim. But yish gives every person a reshus to go be zoich in the chayfetz, and when he's zoich in the chayfetz, it leaves the bayam's reshus. The emes by hefke, there's a shita like that in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi in Masechtas Nedorim holds that hefke is loy nofik me reshus bayam ad osi le reshus zoiche. The halacha by hefke is not like that. Hefke leaves the bayam's reshus, take it from a yad with the hefke. What's the halacha by yish? Yish leaves the bayam's reshus, take it from a yad. Or it's like nofik me reshus bailim ad osi le reshus zoicher. The Ktzoyis brings a raya gedoyle to this tzad that yish is loy nofik me reshus bailim ad osi le reshus zoicher, and that's from the Gemara in Perek Meruba. Eisvei Rabbi Yosef le Rabbe goes al chomitz ovel va pesach oimel arish aloch lefanecho. The Gazan stole chomitz and was over the Pesach, and the chometz became Yisuriano. After Pesach, the Gazlan could say, "Arei shelochel fanecho." Einachinami, the chometz is not worth a shava pruta even, and the Gazlan is not paying back any shavis to the nigzal. But arei shelochel fanecho, this is yours. I give it back. Zokti gemore, v'ha'i kivu nemote idon yisure v'adei meyayish. Well, it already came this man isse. The balance of v'adei meyayish. Chayvet is Yisuriano. If yish is koine, am I oimel areish alochul vanecho? How can he say areish alochul vanecho? It's not his anymore. To me, ma'al yiboy shlum, he has to pay the shavis of the chayfetz. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from here. Yish is not koine, so it still belongs to the bailim. O malei kiko amina no ze misyayiv ze roitze liknois. When do I say yish is koine? If the gazlan wants to be koine. Hi, Zemis Yayish, Vizayin Roitz Liknois. The Bailam is Takim Yayish, but the Gazlan is not interested in being koine because the Chayfet is not worth anything. It's Chom, it's Shaolah Pesach, it's Yisuriano. And since the Gazlan doesn't want to be koine, he could say, Arei Shaloch Lefanecho. Tiny Diktsois. We're going now, Yish Kiddi is koine. If we'll say that with the Yish, the Chayfet goes out of the Bailam's Rishos, Enachinami, the Gazlan doesn't want to be koine. But it's not the Bailam's anymore. It already left his reshus. How could the Gazlan say, Arei shelochel fanecho? It's a raya that even if we say Yish Kedi is koine, but that only means that the Yish, tu zoife din, that the Gazlan could be koine. And when the Gazlan will be koine, then it will leave the Bailam's reshus. But until the Gazlan wants to be koine, it still belongs to the Bailam. Vaistois Yish is loy nofik me reshus Bailam ad osi le reshus zoiche. This is the raya the Ktzoyis brings from this Gemara. Be'emes, L'choyre, this raya we can bring even from the makshin in the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from this halacha of oimel ha'reish halacha l'fanecho, that yish kedi loikoni. Yish kedi is loikoni, we understood right away, the din is you could say ha'reish halacha l'fanecho, because the gazan is not koine. Why is yish kedi loikoni? Tosfos says, because the gazlan is kvar nischayiv b'hashove. What does that mean? The gazlan can't be zoiche mikoyech de yish. What about somebody else? Could anybody else be zoiche in the chayfetz? L'choyre, l'gabi anybody else, the yish should be moyel. L'gabi anybody else, you don't have to be sura asil yodei. Kum tois, the b'emes the yish is moyel in the chayfetz, even if I hold yish kedi loikoni. The chayfetz becomes hefke, if yish means that it becomes hefke. The gazlan can't be zoiche. But it's no longer the Bailim's. So how could the Gazan say, Aresh Lachol Fanecho? It doesn't belong to the Bailim anymore. Elamai, that Yish doesn't make the Chayfetz Hefke. All the Yish does is that we have a Rishus to be Zoich in the Chayfetz. But until anybody is Zoich in the Chayfetz, it belongs to the Bailim. Oy Bazo, he could say, Aresh Lachol Fanecho. The Shaila is that we find before Rishonim saying that Yish does to oif the chayfetz becomes hefke. This is a Rashi in the beginning of Eilam Metzias, talking about Aveda, which is the Makor of Yish. On the first Mishnah Eilam Metzias, Motze Peres Mefuzorim, Zogt Rashi, Nisyay Shua Bailam Mehem. Tadov Hashem Besimen, the Bailam is Meyayish, the hefke, it becomes hefke. Before Yish Rashi, right when the Bailam is Meyayish, the chayfetz becomes hefke. Rashi says the same thing in other places, in Masech Tegitin, right when the Bailam is Meyayish, the Chayfetz becomes Hefke. The same thing is a Ramban in Bo Metziyah Daf Yud. The Ramban's talking about an Aveda. V'oid, Loshen Ramban, Sharei Nisyayish, V'yotze Merushusa B'yish. The Yish makes the Aveda Hefke. Loshen HaRedvo in Bo Metziyah, the Kivon, the Dov Hashem B'yisiminu, Eyushay Meyayish Mistom, V'nasa Hefke. We have Rashi, Ramban, Ritvo, Mefurish Rishonim, Benegei Aveda, take it from Miyad, right when the Bailam is Miyayish, the Chayfetz becomes Hefke. The Ksoisis Kashe is a Kushia Atzuma. How could I say a Reish Loch Lefanecha once the Bailam is Miyayish? Einach Enami, the Gazlam is Ein Roitze Liknois, but it doesn't belong to the Bailam anymore, it's already Hefke. All these Rishonim that we find saying Yish makes the Chayfetz Hefke is talking about Yish of Aveda. We don't have Rishonim Mefurish saying that Yish on a Chayfetz HaGozel makes it Hefke. V'choyre, there's no Chilik. The Yish of Gzeilah learned that from Aveda, and if by Aveda the Yish makes the Chayfetz Hefke, who adim by Gzeilah? This is the Ksoisis Kasha, that we see Mefurish by Gzeilah, the Yish doesn't make the Chayfetz Hefke. But here we have a mokum to work on a chilik. The Rishonim that said Yish is kehefka are talking about Aveda. The Ksois showed us a rayim if a resh is by gzeile. The Yish is not hefka. Maybe we could be oimed on a chilik between gzeile and Aveda. What could be the chilik? The Yish of gzeile is learned after Aveda. These Rishonim that are saying Yish is hefka, Rashi, Ramban, Ritvo, Yishra Aveda is Hefke. What do these Rishonim mean? When a person is Meyayish, he's Mafke the Chayfetz. The person means to be Mafke the Chayfetz. Avad and not. It doesn't mean to be Mafke the Chayfetz. It's a halach in the Torah that once a person's Meyayish, the Chayfetz leaves his Rishus. These Rishonim learned, the Chayfetz becomes Hefke. How does the Chayfetz become Hefke? That means let's start from the other side. The Rishonim which hold, like the tzad of the Ktsois, that Yish doesn't leave the Bailam's Rishus until somebody else is Zoiche. So what's the taitch of Yish? What does Yish do to the Chayfetz? The Trumas HaKri says, Yish is a het teschir. When a person's Meyayish on the Chayfetz, the Torah gives a het teschir. It still belongs to the Bailam, But the Torah gives a din, once he's Meyayish, you have a koyach to go bizoiche. That's taka the pshat in the tzad, that Yish doesn't leave the Bayon Zur Shos until somebody else is taka zoiche. Shitas Rashi, Ramban, Ritvo, that the Yish Taka makes the Chayfetz Hefke right away. The pshat is that the Bailin by being Miyayish is being Mafke the Chayfetz. Avad is not being Mafke the Chayfetz. They also could be learned that Yish is a Het Tischi in the Chayfetz. The Torah said when a person is Miyayish is a Het Tischi. Why has it become Hefke Lefi these Rishonim? It's a Svore that wants my Chayfetz is mutter for anybody to be zoiche. Once I lose my koich in the chayfetz to be ma'akiv anybody else from being zoiche, that itself is a sibit mafki in my bailes. Not the pshat the yish directly is mafki in my bailes. The yish is goyrim that is a heteschi on the chayfetz, which means that my bailes is no longer bekoyach to be ma'akiv anybody else from being zoiche. Once it's chal such a din, that the chayfetz which I own, I have no koyach to ma'akev anybody else from being zoiche. That itself is a sibit nafki in my bailus. That itself is a sibit to make it hefke. What kind of bailus is this that can't be ma'akev somebody else from being zoiche? Boifin, the machloikis harishoinim, if yish makes the chayfetz hefke, is not a machloikis how yish works. Yish is a heter atoyruf anybody to be zoiche. The shaili is, once I have a chayfetz that has a het of anybody to be zoiche, is that mafki in my bailes, and the mail of the chayfetz becomes hefke, or I can still retain my bailes, I can hold on to my bailes, it belongs to me, but I can't be ma'akev anybody else from being zoiche. Whenever someone is zoiche, then I lose my bailes. Imke, even the rishonim which hold that yish kehefke is not the pshat that yish directly makes it hefke. Yish makes a het eschi in the chayfetz. Memeil, let's pocket my bailes. Now we can go to Akdom Shniya. Maybe there's a chiluk between Yish Da'aveide and Yish Tegzele. Yish Da'aveide to Zoif that anybody in the world could be Zoiche. It's Ovid from the Bailim. Anybody that picks it up could be Zoiche. A chayf is that anybody could be Zoiche can't be mine anymore. Yish Tegzele doesn't to Oif that anybody could be Zoiche. Yish the Gzeila only allows the Gazan to be Zoichim. Nobody else in the world could be Zoichim mikoyich the Yish. Oy bazoy, it was chal in the Chayfetz a het eschiyah for one person, for the Gazan. Nobody else in the world could be Zoichim. That is not mafkir the Bailim's Bailis. It still belongs to the Bailim. It's chal a Yish. The Yish to Zoich one thing. The Gazan could be Zoichim. Nobody else could be Zoichim. My bailus is still nechshev a bailus. My bailus is a bailus which ma'akev anybody else from being zoiche. One person in the world can be zoiche, the gazlin. That's what the yish was going in the chayfetz. That's not a siba to mafki in my bailus. Yish da'aveide to zoiche, anybody can be zoiche. What's my bailus worth if anybody can be zoiche? My bailus can't be ma'akev anybody from being zoiche. The chayfetz becomes hefke. By gzeila, the yish doesn't to if anybody can be zoiche. Only the gazlin can be zoiche. My bailus is still choshev a bailus because my bailus is able to ma'akev anybody else from being zoiche. Bekahai gavne, the chayfetz doesn't become hefke. It still stays the bailims with one din. The gazlim could be zoiche. But until the gazlim zoiche belongs to the bailim. That's what the Gemara says. Zeh misyayish v'zeh ein roitze liknois. Until the gazlim wants to be zoiche, taka belongs to the bailim. Boifin. That even though we have Rishonim and Feroshim that are saying that Yish makes the Chayfetz Hefke, we only have these Rishonim by Aveide. We don't find Rishonim by Gzeila saying that the Chayfetz becomes Hefke. And Enechanami, by Gzeila Aveide, the Chayfetz won't become Hefke. That's Mefurish in the Gemara, like the Tzoyis brought the Raya. Zem Misyayish, Zem Roitzeliknes. But this is a Gevaldik Echidish. That Yish da Aveide, Avad is poshit. The yish is goyim na halocha that anybody can be zoiche. By gzeila, the yish only allows the gazan to be zoiche. Nobody else is a gevaldik chiddush. Where do we take this chiddush from? Is reishis is a toisus and daf samach tes that seems to be done in this shaila. Toisus daf samach tes is done if when the bailim is miyayish, if the gazlin is automatically koine kol mokim shahu. Even if the chayfetz is nimtzu b'shus harabim, and Tosfos says oy bazoy, take it from a yad when the Bailam is miyayish, the gazlan is zoiche, nobody else could be zoiche. And Tosfos says, im kein, the yish is like a matone to the gazlan. Oidilma, zok Tosfos, the gazlan is not koine right away, until he makes a maisa kinyan, and somebody else could be zoiche. It might be a sofik in Tosfos, if yish is moil only for the gazlan, or if anybody else, Tosfos of samachtes. The Rosh and the Rashba, and Perek HaGoizel and Meichel, both Machriya, that when the Bailam is Meyayish, only the Gazlan can be Zoiche. Nobody else can be Zoiche in this Chayfetz. V'chein Posak B'Shulchan Orech, in Shin Samach Aleph, that even though Yish and Shin Rishos is Koinem, even Ledidan, that we pass in Yish Kedi Loi Koni, but Yish and Shin Rishos is Koinem, B'medvor Mamurim, when the Gazlan is Maknit, to the Lekeach. But if somebody comes along and takes it by himself, Lachayish, he's not coin. What do we see from here? The Rosh, the Rashba, Hachroas HaShulchan Aruch, that Yish is only moyel klapi the Gazlan. Yish is not moyel klapi anybody else, and it's a chiluk to Naveding Zeil. Oy bazoy, we can understand very well that the Yish, the Naveding, which is matif for anybody to take, that makes the Chayfetz Hefke. But Yish the Gzeil, which is only matter for the Gazlan to take, nobody else, the Bailus of the Bailam is still Choshev a Bailus, because the Bailus is here to mark if anybody else from taking it. That's not a reason to become Efkim. What's Be'emes the Hezbe in this Chilik? That the Yish Da'aveda, is matter for anybody to be Zoiche, but the Yish the Gzeil is only matter for the Gazlan. I have to ask Rishus to be Moisev, because This wasn't Muzbe Mefurish, what the Chilik should be for this. The Truma Sakri says that Yish is a Gzeres HaKosuf. And it's a Gzeres HaKosuf in the Parash of Aveda. The Torah gave certain heterim in Aveda. There's other heterim we find in Aveda. Azute Shal Yam is Mutter, to be Zoiche. Aveda's Akum is Mutter. There's a halacha that once a Chavetz becomes Ovud, the Torah gives certain heterim to be Zoiche in Aveda. And one of these aterim is Yush. It's a halach in Aveda. Zog the Truma Sakri, the Torah didn't give this din mefurish in Gzeila. It's a Gzeira Sakosav in Aveda. Yish the Gzeila is the Alfusa from Aveda, that Gzeila also has this din, that Yush is Mati Gzeila. The Hainu. Yush is not a klal in the Torah when a person is miyayish, the Chayfetz becomes in a matzah that you could be zoich in the Chayfetz. Yush is a Gzeres HaKosuv Mesuyim in the Parash of Aveda. The Chayfetz is Ovud, and the Torah gives certain dinim on an Aveda. A certain Oifanim, an Aveda becomes Mutter to be Zoiche. One of those Oifanim is Yush. Gzeil is a Yalfuse from Aveda. Gzeil also has this halacha. The Torah gives certain halachas in Gzeil. The Chayfetz is Gozul. In certain Oifanim, you can be Zoiche in Gzeil. Gzeil is nilmat ma'aved of the halacha of Yish. Oy bazoy, this is the haschola to understand the chilik. By aveda, the halacha of Yish was given as a heter aveda. Look, I mean, the whole world, the chayfetz is ovud. Anybody that picks it up, picked up an aveda. Anybody can be zoich in the chayfetz. The Yish is moil for anybody. By gzeil, the Yish is a heter in gzeil. It's a yalfusa in gzeil. It's not a klal that Yish is mafkiyah, my koyach on the chayfis to ma'akiv somebody's chiyah. It's a heter in gzeila. It's a heter for the gazlan. Lagabi somebody else, lagabi him, it's not gozel. He doesn't have the heter of Yish. L'choyre, there's a stira gedoyla to this yisoid. This is a gewaldike chiddush that the Yish of gzeila is not moil for anybody else to be zoiche. And l'choyre, there's a tremendous stira to this. The halacha is that even though Yish is not koine, that's the halacha. Beisura osa liyodei, since beisura osa liyodei, Yish can't be koine. But there's a halacha that Yish and Shini Rishus is koine. Once the gazlan is makne somebody else, Yish and Shini Rishus is koine. What is this kinyan of Yish and Shini Rishus? The ktsois is miyase tutz dodim. One side is that Yish and Shini Rishus is a kinyan. Shini Rishos is like a Shini Maise, a Shini Hashem. There's a kinyan of Shinui. Shini Rishos by itself wouldn't be koine, you need a tziruf of yirsh and shini reshus. You find by shini maisa also the musig of the tziruf of a yirsh and the shini maisa zute. The Ktzoi says that the Shitas Ramban is not like that. The Ramban says that yirsh and shini reshus is not koina als a kinyan of shinui. Be'em is the kinyan is yirsh by itself. Even though we're passing yirsh kedi loikoni, but the reason is because it's bisuros liyodeh. So the gazlan can't be koina b'yush. Somebody else comes along and he gets it. By him, it's beheteiro siliyodeh. He didn't steal it. He's not the gazlan. He can be koina b'yush. It's beheteiro siliyodeh. He's koina b'yush. Zok diktsois lefizeh. The gazlan never can be maknit. How does yish and shini reshus ever work? The gazlan is selling it to somebody else. The gazlan is maknit. Or the person that's coming along has been coined by himself. Zog diksois, the gazlan has no koich to be maknit. It never became his. How can he be maknit? It's be sura osil yode. If shinui reshus would be a kinyan of shinui, then there's a yesoid that the kinyan is boin keechot. With being maknit, it's a maisa kinyan of shinui, and boin keechot, with that, the gazlan would be koined to be maknit. But if shinui reshus is not a shinui, the lekeach could be zoichin because by him it's beteir osil yodei, but the gazlan never was zoichin it bechlal. So how could the gazlan be maknit? So the gazlan is not maknit. What happens is the lekeach is zoichin mikoyach atzmoi, and by him it's beteir osil yodei, the male, the yish helps for him. Zog the tzois lefizeh, that when the gazlan is selling it somebody else, there's no dasacheres maknit. The lekeich is being zoiche by himself. Nafkimine, if the gazlan wants to maknit a cotton, the loch is that a cotton can't be zoiche by atzmo in a chayfetz. With a das acheres maknit, cotton could be zoiche in a chayfetz. So the choice, if the gazlan would have a koich to be maknit to the lekeich, he can be maknit to a cotton also. But if the gazlan has no koich to be maknit to a lekeich, the lekeich has to be zoiche by himself with his own koich. A cotton can't be zoiche. Freg the Ktzois on himself. How could I say that the Lekeach is Zoichim Eatzmoy? But the halacha is, we said over before, the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that, that if somebody else comes by himself without the Gazan's Rishus, he can't be Zoichim. It's only because the Gazan's giving it to him. Mimon of Shach now. If the Gazlin is not Koine, because by him the Yish doesn't help, so the Gazan has no Koich to be Makne. What do we want to say? That when somebody else comes along, he's zoicha by himself. But halacha is a person can't be zoicha by himself, only if the gazlan gives it to him. Teretz is the gazlan gave it to him. But the gazlan can't be maknis. What do I have from the gazlan giving it to him? Zog de ktsois. Be'emes, the yish is really moyel that anybody else could be zoicha in it. Be'emes, the yish is moyel anybody could be zoicha. Why is the halacha that when somebody else comes, he can't be zoicha without the gazans or shots? The Ktzois brings a toys with Afsamach Tes. Toysvis says that kol odom osa lisko is boy, anybody else is osa to be zoiche, because the gazan has a schus in the chayfetz agozel to use it for his ashove. Memeila, anybody else is osa to be zoiche, because he's taking away from the gazan the schus that he has in the chayfetz to use it for ashove. Zog the Ktzois, that's why nobody else could be zoiche by themselves. You need the gazlan to give him reshus to be zoiche. Then the gazlan is being mevater on his chus for the hashove, and then he can come be zoiche by himself. But la'olam, the gazlan has no koich to be maknit. The gazlan has to be mesalik the ikuv that he has, that he's holding on to the chayfetz for his hashove, and he can allow somebody else to be zoiche. But that person is sof being zoiche with his own koich. Ad kan divrei Ktzois. This Ktzois is the hepech mamish to the yisoid that we're saying here. We're saying a yisoid that the yish is not moyel for Shah b'nei Odom, for anybody else. The yish is only moyel for the gazlan. And that yisoid we're taking from the halacha, the rosh, the shulchan aruch, that nobody else can be zoicha by themselves. Comes the Ktzois and he says, no, it's impossible to say that they can't be zoicha by themselves. Because then the only way they'll get it is every yish and shinir reshus, because the gazlan is being maknet. And the gazlan Ktzois has no koich to be maknet, because he was never koined. The yish is not moil for the gazlan. Leman d'omer yish kedi loikoni. Be yisur osel yodeh. The only etzah is that the lekech is zoicha with his own koich. Aye, the halacha is that you can't be zoicha by yourself. That's only because the gazan's ma'akiv, because he wants the use of his hashov. But the emes is that it's very not poshit what the tzoyis is saying. The tzoyis brings a tosfos that the reason why nobody else can be zoicha is because since the gazan needs it as hashova, it's also lechol echel liskoyz boy. And the tzoyis uses that to be mefarish, the halach and shulchan aruch, the rosh, that nobody else could come themselves and be zoicha. Tosfos never said that's a reason why nobody could be zoicha. Tosfos said that's a reason why it's also liskoyz boy. But Tosfos says behedya, it's not a reason that somebody else can't be zoicha, be the yevid if he's zoicha. It's also liskoyz boy. But we're going now in the shittas of rosh and tosfos, the rosh and the shulchan aruch, that somebody else can't be zoicha. Not just it's also to be zoicha. We don't have a tosfos saying that the gazlan schus hashove is ma'akev someone else's chiyah. Void, the tzoy says l'shitos soy that when the gazlan is makdish the chayfis lachayish, which the Gemara says l'avsamach zayin, the gazlan could be makdish the chayfis lachayish. How can a gazlan makdish the chayfis? It's not his. So the tzoy is that's mitam shini Hashem. When he's makdish the chayfis, there's a shini Hashem. Shini Hashem is a kinyan. Hekdei shoy v'kniyosoy boim keachot. With the Maisa Hegdish is a Shini Hashem, and then the Gazan's koinen is able to be Makdish. But Mitam Shini Rishos, a Gazan wouldn't be able to be Makdish because he's never coined it. Toishas HaMach Zayin is Mefurish, not like that. That a Gazan could be Makdish Mitam Shini Rishos also. And not only that, but the Ramban, who the Tzoyis is speaking, the Ramban is the one that says that Shini Rishos is not a Kinyan. The way Shini Rishus works is because it's Be'atei Ros L'yodei by the Lekeach, and the Kinyan is only with the Yish. And Lafid Ramban, the Tzoy says, there's no way for the Gazan to be Makdish at Mitam Shini Rishus. He was never coined it. Mitam Shini Hashem, he can Makdish it. And if you look in the Ramban, the Mohammed Nagoizel, the Ramban says, Be'feirish, that the Gazan could be Makdish Oy Mitam Shini Hashem, Oy Mitam Shini Rishus. Before the Ramban, not like the Tzoy's, that the way that the Gazlan is Makdish Mitam Shini Rishus. Aye, the Ktsoy's time is it can't be. The Gazlan never was coined it. Yishkidi loikoni, Bisuros liyode, Shini Rishus is not a king in Shinoi. How could the Gazlan Makdish it? Vaistois, not like the Ktsoy's. Even though the Gazlan's not coined, Bisuros liyode, but there was a Yish. Why can't the Gazlan be coined? Bisuros liyode. Bisura also yod is a svorah, the gazlan can't be koined for himself. But if the gazlan is being makdi to somebody else, the gazlan is taking the chayfetz and putting it in the rishos of beteros liyodei, that the yish gives him the koich for. The bailam was miyayish. The yish can't give the gazlan a koich to be zoiche for himself, because bisura also liyodei. But the yish could give the bailam the koich to be makdi to somebody else and to put it in the rishos of beteros liyodei. Oy bazoy, hadrinu ledidan, the loika aktsois. Be'emes, a gazlin is not koine for himself. Yish kedi loikoni, bisuros liyode. Im kol zeh, the yish is moil for the gazlin, that he gets his koyach to be makned to somebody else. And through that, the lekech is able to be koine. But enechenami, if the lekech would come by himself and want to be zoich with his own koyach, he wouldn't be able to. Like the Rosh says, like the Shulchan Aruch is Machriya, that somebody else can't be Zoich in the Chayfitz with his own Koyach, only with the Bailam Zakno. In Cain, the Yesoid that we said is Shor Vekayim. Lo Oilom the Yish of Gzegla is only Moil for the Gazlan. That's the Pashas of the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch, that somebody else comes along and wants to be Zoich with his own Koyach can't. I, the Bailam was Miyayish. What's different than Aved? Yish the Gzegla is different than Aved. The Yish Digzela is only moil for the Gazlan. The Yish Digzela is not moil for anybody else. The only way somebody else can be Zoiche by Yish and Shini Rishos is because even though the Gazlan is not Zoiche for himself, but the Gazlan gets a koyach and the chayfis to be makdi to somebody else. Haraya, the Ramban says that the Gazlan could be makdish the chayfis with Shini Rishos. How can he makdish the chayfis with Shini Rishos? What kingdom does the Gazlan have in the chayfis? Elamai, The Yish gives the Gazan a koyach and a chayfetz to be makdish somebody else, or to be makdish the chayfetz. But the Emes, the Yish only moil for the Gazlin, oy bazoy is a mokum godel to say that Mahay time the Yish of Gzeila doesn't make the chayfetz hefke. Even though the Yish Daveda makes the chayfetz hefke, that's because the Yish is matted the lakola oilam to be zoyche the chayfetz. But the Yish of Gzeila is only matted the Gazan to be zoyche the chayfetz. Nobody else can be zoyche only through the Gazan's hakno. Such a matziv doesn't make the chayfetz hefke. By bazoy is fanfit the choices kasha on the Rishonim from the Gemara Zem Messiah Zayn Roitzeliknois. The Messiah with Divrei Chochme Musa say over a small chelik of a shmuz from the Zayd Zechorin Levrocha standing Asorah Betavis, Mosi Asorah Betavis, the Zman of the Ascholah Sachorbin. Kiyodua Chazal said, Bayis Sheni was a Zman that Klaiso were oiskin, betoyre over mitzvahs. Umepnei machor v'bayis Sheni, mishum shoye b'neim sinas chinom, v'lametche, sheshkula sinas chinom kineged, avoydezore gili arayis shvichis domim. Bepshute sholdvorim, sinas chinom is a pgam in midis. Sinas chinom comes from kine, it comes from taive, it comes from COVID, from gaive. Sinas chinom is a pgam in midis. And Bayis Sheni was chorev because of a chesoron in midis. Hayo oiskin v'toyre uve mitzvahs, but this chesoron in midis is shkule keneged all the gimel chamuris. In the Sichas Chochma Musa, it's brought down b'shem Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital was mazbe. Midas is not written anywhere in the Torah. Kemat not written anywhere in Mefurish. The Inyan of Tikkun Midas, of Midas Toivis. Because Tikkun Midas, Midas Toivis is Kodma L'chol HaTorah Kula. Zok Reb Chaim Vital, Midas Toivis is the Yesoid, is the Shoirish that Chol HaTorah Kula is standing on. All the Torah, the Mitzvahs, the Yireh, that a person is Koine, is all standing on a foundation, and the foundation is Midas Toivis. And when there's a chesoron in Midas, there's a pgam in the Yesoid, there's a weakness in the foundation, and when the foundation has this weakness, the whole binyan cannot have a kiyum. Gevaldike limud, Musa Haskel, from Doyeg HaDoimi. Doyeg HaDoimi is one of the people that Einle Chet Goyim Habo. Who is this Doeg HaDoimi? Pili Ployim, unbelievable who Doeg HaDoimi was. Doeg HaDoimi was one of the Gedoyle HaDoir in the Tkufa of Shaul HaMelech. Doeg HaDoimi state, he was from the Gedoyle Torah. Arba Meyos Boyes, 400 Chakiris. Doeg HaDoimi had in Migla Pireach. The pasuk says on Doeg HaDoimi, Netzal lefnei Hashem, Zokt Rashi, Oitzer atzmo lefnei oyel moye lasik batoyre. Doeg HaDoimi is one of the biggest masmidim, the biggest amele toyre in his door. Chazal say, Lomer nikishme HaDoimi. Why was he HaDoimi? Omer Rabbi Yitzchok sheyemadim pnei hakoil ba'alocha. Anybody that spoke Doeg HaDoimi in learning felt embarrassed. He felt bottled. Doeg HaDoimi was Yoise Godel, was bigger in Torah from anybody in his door. Doeg HaDoimi was called Avir HaRoyim. Avir HaRoyim means he was the Av Bezin. Doeg HaDoimi was Kipshutoi, the Godel HaDoir, in all in Yonim. What happened, Doeg HaDoimi? Yerushalmi. Shteit Yerushalmi Azoi. Unbelievable. Layomu ki Yisupe. Doeg Odom Godel BaTorah Hoyer. Klai Yisrael had a Shaila. Haloch a Shaila. Lechem Aponim Ma'o Shitches HaShabbos. And they came to ask the Shaila to David HaMelech. He wasn't the Melech yet, to David. And David HaMelech gave a tshuva. Doeg HaDoimi heard, who is this person passing halachis? Why don't they ask me? Omar Doeg, mi hu zeh shebo lehoiris lefonai. Omar loy, David ben Yishai. Doeg HaDoimi was mekane. Doeg HaDoimi felt a pegiyah in his COVID. Miyad holach v'nosan eitzel l'shol melech Yisroel. What was the Eitzah? Lohomis es noiv irakoyanim. Shaul HaMelech shekila noiv irakoyanim. Now everybody understands. Doesn't mean doeg adoimi went running to Shaul. I got insulted. It was a beginning of my COVID. Let's go kill noiv irakoyanim. That's not what happened. Doeg adoimi paskin the halacha that noiv irakoyanim amoidim b'malchus. David was considered a moid b'malchus by Shaul, and David went to noiv irakoyanim. And Noiv Yirakoyim helped out David. They gave him to eat. They helped him out. And Doeg Adomi Paskin that Noiv Yirakoyim are moedim b'malchus. Chazal megale, but what the negiah that was behind this psak, this mistake, was because he felt nifka from David HaMelech. He had a kin in David HaMelech that Klaizel asked him a shayla and didn't ask me. And because of that, it came out that Doeg Adomi Paskin, we should kill Noiv Yirakoyim. Shaul HaMelech accepted his psak. He sent two of his generals, Avner and Amosa, to kill Noiv Yirakoyanim, and they refused. How could we kill Noiv Yirakoyanim? The Kohani Hashem, 85 Kohanim that were roid to be Kohanim Gedolim. Doeg Adomi himself went to kill that old Kohanim. It was Machriv of Noiv Yirakoyanim. What happened to Doeg Adomi at the end? Shteit in Yerushalmi, Machloikis, Chadome, Eish Yotzom, Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'Yiliatos, V'Voitzov, V'Nisraf. Bechadome talmidim vasikim nizdamnu loy v'yoloimdim v'shochach. Doeg Adomi forgot all his Torah. Omdu olav agu, and Doeg Adomi was ein lechelik al mabo. Doeg Adomi was a godla dor, b'Torah, b'yire. There was a pegam in his midas. When there's a pegam in the shoyrish, in the foundation, the yisoid, which everything is standing on, the whole binyan could fall in. The whole binyan Doeg Adomi collapsed because the foundation was weak. It was missing in midas. Bayis Sheni was a bias, Torah, Yerushalayim, mitzvahs, but the Yesoid was missing in Midas, the Midas Toivis. And Memela, and that came the Churban Bayis Sheni. Rebbeinu Shalom Shehelp, Bekorev, Yibona Beis Hamikdosh, Bekorev Yokitzu, Viranu Shoich Neofa, Shebezoiche, Bishalayim Irakoidesh, together with Rabbi Seinu, Rishoinim, Kol Rabbi Seinu, נשמע שם עדן, יקיצו רענו שויך נאופה, מי אמן אמן.